Visiting with the voice of the Kansas State Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, has had a phenomenal year, one of the best years in K-State sports history. And Wyatt, day three of this Catbacker tour lands you in Scott City. It's the 50th year of this K-State Fry. And how's the first two nights been on the Catbacker tour?
We've gotten along great, to be real honest with you, Adam, because, you know, everybody is extremely excited about what has been accomplished, and it's just been a phenomenal year. And you know, you follow it. Football with Coach Snyder has been amazing. The basketball season we had with Bruce Weber, I don't think anybody saw a 27-win campaign coming. You know, the baseball, everybody's excited about that. We're basically a victory away from adding a third Big 12 title in one sports season, which is really amazing. And it's just the great coaches and a wonderful group of young kids. And being out here in Dodge on Monday and then Garden and here in Scott tonight at the HRC, everybody notices. I mean, everybody's talking about the Wildcats and how wonderful things are right now. It's been great.
Once again, voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, joining me here. And talk about special year, two championships you've been able to call for sports, football, and basketball, and then an opportunity this weekend for baseball. What's the atmosphere? What's the fan base like so far, not only here on the Catbacker Tour, but all over?
Well, they're really excited about it. I mean, you think about in 1 year to accomplish what this program has accomplished, you just it's hard to put it into its proper perspective. It's only been done one other time in the 17-year history of the Big 12. That was Texas in 2006, football, share of basketball, and win the baseball title. But we have a little bit of a chance to even top that from the standpoint of we could have the coach of the year in football, men's basketball, and baseball if Brad Hill can pull that off. And I think if he wins the league, he's got a really good chance to do that, because we were picked seventh in a 9-team league. But around campus, I had an opportunity the other night to host the PowerCat Choice Awards, which is kind of just an evening where we celebrate the athletes' accomplishments, you know, in athletics, in academics, and in community service. And people just are talking about it. Then you throw in the other things like the West Stadium Center, the new basketball training facility, and all of that going on. Mr. Curry's done a great job, and the coaches have too, and every Wildcat everywhere is proud of this, no doubt.
Talk about that West Stadium Center. It's going to be debuted for the nation August 30th, the first game of the year, Friday night game. Probably been a long time since you've done a Friday night football game, Wyatt, but talk about that West Stadium. That's just, even right now, it is huge. From seeing pictures, I haven't seen it since it's been updated recently, but talk about what that impact's going to be like.
Well, let me go at it from this perspective. My office is in the second level, the concourse level of Bramlage Coliseum, and I look out my window from south to north at the football stadium, so I can watch that construction when I'm there virtually every day, and you find yourself watching it. You know, for a while it was just like a big hole, and you're thinking, oh my, are they ever going to get this thing done? Then all of a sudden the steel's up, and now all of a sudden it's starting to look like a building, and we're basically, what, 4 months away from having a spectacular facility there for our student athletes, for our fans, donors, and all of that kind of thing. That's a you're going to have to be there that night on August 30th, because it'll be a wonderful celebration, and you will be amazed at the size and the beauty of it. It's spectacular.
All right, one final thought here, Wyatt. Of course, K-State's broadcasters have been a great tradition of your along that, and we lost one of the great ones today in Fred Wyatt. Talk about some memories with Fred and about Fred.
Well, I hope I don't get too emotional doing this. Fred White was a guy that I looked up to as a young broadcaster when I first got into the business. I admired him from afar as the Royals broadcaster, and even prior to that at his time at Kansas State. And as I got older in the business and I had the fortune of being around him a little bit, meeting him and getting to know him, I think truly what I would first and foremost say, just a spectacular gentleman, first and foremost. I think when I think about Fred White, I think about his love of Kansas State, his love for – he might have been the biggest Jack Hartman fan I've ever met. And he was there in that time when Kansas State basketball was something very, very special. So we're all going to miss him. And the other part is just the way he went about his profession. You know, it's hard to be really, really good every single time out. But I admired that about Fred, because he was exactly that. It's a sad day to lose a great guy.
Absolutely, and one of the great voices of Kansas State here, also Wyatt Thompson, joining me here. And thanks for joining me again, Wyatt, and have fun along the tour.
We're going to. It's always a great, great time. It's a long 6 weeks, but a fun 6 weeks. Good to see you again. Thank you.